Welcome back to another episode of the Headline Decoder on your favorite local radio, CJMQ 88.9. I'm Adele, and this is your weekly Canadian political breakdown. I'm glad you joined me in a second episode on Legault's resignation and the implications of this decision on his party and the rest of Quebec. In the previous episode, we have discussed Legault's path to political power in Quebec, his ups and downs as a premier, the potential implications of his resignation, which leaves space for a new party to be elected, and background information on his party. Today, I will start by discussing what the CAQ did during each mandate. Then, I will discuss Legault's resignation speech, which raised some criticism. And finally, I will describe Legault's main achievements and mistakes while he was in power. During his two mandates, Legault went from being Canada's most popular premier to its least. In fact, Legault was elected with a majority government for the first time in 2018. He won with 37.4% of the votes and almost half of the National Assembly seats. That mandate was characterized by the adoption of important legislation addressing nationalist and identity issues, a major reform to the Charter of the French language, and heavy-handed measures to address health critiques during the COVID-19 pandemic. In 2022, he was re-elected with a second majority government that was even more popular. That time, he won with almost 41% of the votes and elected 90 members out of 125 at the National Assembly. The main debates of that ongoing mandate were immigration, French, healthcare systems, and inflation. I think it is safe to say that Legault did his best to satisfy Quebec's needs and well-being. However, like every other politician, he couldn't satisfy everyone. When one decision would make some people happy, others would complain, and vice versa. As Quebec's premier, he achieved great things, but also did important mistakes. Over time, his mistakes have cost him the population's support, and with that, grew their need for change. When François Legault held his resignation speech on the 14th of January, he acknowledged the province's population's need for change and a new premier. To understand the function of the said discourse, a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Sherbrooke analyzed it. In his analysis, Antoine Lemar found that Legault's coverage of his resignation in his 18-minute speech was only a two-sentence-long statement. Indeed, the premier gave a resignation speech that didn't cover his resignation. Legault presented his political retirement as a positive celebration of the CAQ's legacy, and he avoided mentioning his political failures. He neither focused on health, education, nor the economy. He rather emphasized that he regretted losing his political community without mentioning any regret regarding his unachieved promises. Instead, he highlighted his exploit of having been able to have two majority governments only 7 years after the foundation of his party. This frustrated some people who wonder if politicians can recognize their mistakes and apologize for them. For these people, the speech that François Legault gave was simply not enough. While these critics understand that it is good for politicians to be proud of and remind people of their accomplishments, and to thank the people who were on their side along the journey, they believe that politicians should be transparent about their mistakes. One critic mentions that apologizing isn't a weakness, but rather a proof of respect, humility, and courage. Under these circumstances, some people think Legault should have put his ego aside during his speech. Although his resignation speech can be criticized and could be discussed further, let's focus on his work during his two mandates. Legault's main achievements from 2018 to the present day concern the economic growth he brought to the province, closing wealth gaps and bringing our GDP per capita above Ontario's. Also, we must recognize Legault's positive impact on the labor market, keeping the province's unemployment rates relatively low. Finally, his secularist assertions, although controversial, and his impact on the nationalist agenda are recognized among his most important achievements. However, like I said, Legault was highly criticized for his communication strategy, for some policies, such as Bill 21, which was regarded as having negative impacts on civil liberties. He also made some mistakes in legislative processes that he undertook without prior public consultation. And finally, balancing individual and collective rights remained an important challenge. Then, although this premier has lost popularity over the last few years, mainly because he didn't live up to certain expectations and promises he made to Quebecers, we must acknowledge his great accomplishments. So now that we've covered the CAQ's achievements and the criticism it received, as well as Legault's resignation speech, we have one final thing to cover in the last segment, the potential replacement figure of Legault. So make sure to not miss the final episode on this topic, because it is one that will give us an insight into the future of Quebec's political landscape. See you soon on another episode of the Headline Decoder, and until then, take care.